At the Johnson Space Center yesterday, President Bush spoke at the memorial service honoring the seven crew members of the Columbia. They were Americans Rick Husband, David Brown, Michael Anderson, Willie McCool, Laurel Clark, Kalpana Chawla, and Israeli Ilan Ramon. The astronauts were remembered for their love of family and their love of flying. From Houston, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The memorial service was restricted to NASA employees, their friends, and family. Still, more than 10,000 people came to say goodbye to Columbia's brave crew. For 16 days, the astronauts had circled the Earth, carrying out a science mission so flawlessly that NASA officials said later they needed to pinch themselves. They were so close to home when things went wrong, their families were lining the runway in Florida. It was to that cruel twist of fate that President Bush first spoke.
Their mission was almost complete, and we lost them so close to home. The men and women of the Columbia had journeyed more than 6 million miles and were minutes away from arrival and reunion. The loss was sudden and terrible, and for their families, the grief is heavy.
Since the accident, there has been no shortage of critics decrying both the level of science on space shuttle missions and what they argue is the needless risk posed to the astronauts. But in honoring the crew of the Columbia, the president's words hearken to the early days of the space program when astronauts were seen not so much as scientists, but explorers.
To leave behind Earth and air and gravity is an ancient dream of humanity. For these seven, it was a dream fulfilled. Each of these astronauts had the daring and discipline required of their calling. Each of them knew that great endeavors are inseparable from great risks, and each of them accepted those risks willingly, even joyfully, in the cause of discovery.
With the death of the Columbia 7, more astronauts have been killed on shuttles than in all the other American space programs combined. Yesterday afternoon, the cost of the nation's adventure in space could be measured on the faces of the families that flanked the President and First Lady. Proud elderly parents now stunned with grief, young children without their fathers and mothers.
And to the children who miss your mom or dad so much today, you need to know they love you, and that love will always be with you. They were proud of you, and you can be proud of them for the rest of your life.
An hour after it began, the memorial service came to a mournful climax when a young sailor stepped to a large silver bell and tolled seven times for Columbia's gallant crew. When it was over, the President and Laura Bush walked swiftly away, a grim look on the President's face. With the specter of war looming on the nation's horizon, the grieving for those who've given their lives in the service of their country may be just beginning. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston, Texas.
If you missed yesterday's memorial service, you can hear it at npr.org. The website also has pictures of the crew and some of the photographs they took from space.